time now for your comments. First, a pair of clarifications. In his commentary on Hillary Clinton's $8 million book deal, commentator David Frum suggested the Clintons were selling their home in Chappaqua, New York, though the Clintons have just purchased a $2.8 million home in the Embassy Row section of Washington, D.C. White House officials insist the official residence of New York's senator-elect and her husband will remain in New York. And John H. Wilde of Greenwood, South Carolina, caught a slip in a report on the Supreme Court's decision in Bush v. Gore. Barbara Bradley must have the hearing of a cat, he writes. She reported hearing the voices of 9 justices. I only heard 8. I didn't hear a peep out of Clarence Thomas. A phone call from Rhonda Nohinek of Virginia about Peter Loggia's commentary on Al Gore's life after the vice presidency.
Regarding that mean-spirited, sarcastic review of what Al Gore can do after he leaves office. Give the guy a break, would you? I voted for Bush. I'm glad he got in. But after all, those kind of comments, I think you should stick to, or rather, Rush Limbaugh's stuff would be more appropriate for that. Poor Al Gore. That's all I got to say.
Listening to the NPR 100 profile of Rapper's Delight, Taraneh Mosley of Chicago reminisces about the first time she heard the song 21 years ago. I am 10 years old, sitting in my cousin's kitchen, getting my hair cornrowed in pain because she is pulling too hard. But then Rapper's Delight come on the radio and we stop and dance. Dance, dance. Thank you for honoring the music and culture of young African Americans.